August Snow is a retired Marine sniper. He's also an ex-police detective who became a multimillionaire after he sued for wrongful termination. But above all, Snow is a Detroiter, and he's the main character in author Stephen Mack Jones' latest novel, Dead of Winter. It's the third in the August Snow series, and Stephen Mack Jones joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
August Snow is complex. He's charitable almost to a fault. He can also be incredibly violent in his quest for truth or justice. His dad was African American. His mom was Mexican American. He embraces both cultures, but sometimes he also gets treated like an outsider because he's biracial. What was your inspiration for creating this complicated character?
In Detroit, the two largest minorities are African American and Mexican American. And the two minorities, the two cultures, haven't always gotten along. And I wanted to show someone who was a product of both cultures, who really embraces his Mexican American culture, who embraces his African American culture. Because, hey, at the very least, there's great food on both sides.
Well, in Dead of Winter, August Snow unravels a complicated land development scheme with some murder and mayhem along the way. There's a billionaire named Vic Bronson who has bought up a lot of properties in his effort to remake Detroit. That might sound familiar for many people living in Michigan today. But on a smaller scale, August Snow has done the same thing in Mexicantown, where he lives in the house he grew up in. He has his friends remodeling houses that he's bought, and then he's reselling them. How do you think about Detroit's many identities and how some of those are changing when you're writing about the city?
One of the things that I wanted to do is show the diversity of this city. Mexicantown has essentially been here for the past 100 years. Corktown even longer, with the influx of Irish Americans. I really want readers outside of this area to discover that it's considerably more than the usual shorthand in some literary novels and some news coverage.
You were born in Lansing, now live in Metro Detroit, and you had a career in advertising, then became a playwright and a published poet. Your first novel in this series came out in 2017. What drew you to the detective mystery genre?
As a kid growing up, my passion was science fiction. And the older I got, it started to expand into poetry, the Spanish poets, and also mysteries. Because, I mean, let's face it, it's the middle of winter, you've got the flu, there's nothing like a good cup of hot tea and Agatha Christie. Right?
That's right. It's my favorite genre. So yes, I totally agree.
So it expanded from Agatha Christie to Chester Himes, Dashiell Hammett, and of course, one of my favorites, Robert B. Parker's Spencer.
Well, there are echoes of Parker's Spencer in August Snow. Both are excellent cooks and love food. Spencer also has this moral code that he lives by, and there is violence that he uses to live up to that moral code. Was that an influence in what you bring to the page with August Snow?
That was an influence. I greatly enjoyed Robert B. Parker's Spencer and Sonny Randall and Jesse Stone series. I thought he brought an extraordinary human view of the detective novel. One of the things that I wanted to see was remember his friend Hawk, Spencer's friend Hawk?
Sure. Hawk is a significant character. He's sort of mysterious. He's a mercenary. Hawk is African-American. Spencer is white. And Hawk is really one of the great characters, I think, in the genre.
Yes. But admittedly, I believe he was always in the background.
Yes.
And I always wondered what it would be like to bring that character of Hawk to the foreground.
Hmm.
And that goes for a lot of American literature. Minorities have always been a part of the background.
Well, and you mentioned Chester Himes, and there is, of course, Walter Mosley, and there are many other both male and female African-American writers in the mystery genre, the detective genre, like yourself. But as you point to, I think it's fair to say that the genre is dominated by white authors and white characters. What is your view of the state of diversity for mystery writers today?
I think this is actually a golden era for writers of color. It has not been without its struggles, and there continue to be struggles to get out of the ghetto of, oh, you're a minority mystery writer, just into the mainstream.
August Snow is a Detroiter, but he's also heading to Hollywood. There is a television series in development that would star Keegan-Michael Key, who grew up in Detroit. How has that process been so far, and where do things stand?
I'd like to break some news to you that I have been named the consulting producer.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you. And that means that I get everybody coffee, which I'm happy to do. But I can't overstate this, Doug. I am thrilled with the team that this project has. ABC, Imagine Studios, which is Ron Howard, they are professionals. They know what they're doing there. I'm a novelist. That's where my focus is. Each of us are telling stories in our own way.
Well, Stephen Mack Jones, I want to thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Doug. I really appreciate it.
Stephen Mack Jones is the author of Dead of Winter, the third novel in the August Snow series. It's out this week. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.